Brethren, let us open our convention here with the use of the theme hymn that the brethren in Beloit have chosen, hymn 313. 313. Anticipating a rich blessing at this convention. It is time on our program for our morning devotions, and we're going to have Brother Wally Schroeder read for us the morning resolve. Brother John Peters will read for us the vow unto the Lord, and Brother Bruno Hack will read for us the manna text and comment. And we'll ask the brethren to do it in that order, Brother Wally.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in the great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and I will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism. And remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in a reasonable way as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of the congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father. No.
Providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism. And remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in a reasonable way as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of the congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, natural brother.
Manna for September 3rd, the prophet Hosea 6:6. I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. He who gives his will, his heart to the Lord, gives all. He who gives not his will, who comes not in obedience of heart unto the Lord, can offer no sacrifice to the Lord that could be acceptable. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice is a lesson which should be deeply engraved upon the hearts of all the sanctified in Christ Jesus. To have the spirit of obedience is necessary too. And whoever has the spirit of obedience will not only obey the divine will, but will seek to know the divine will more and more that he may obey it. It is of this class that the scriptures declare, his word was found, and I did eat it. And again, in the words of our Lord, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is written in my heart. I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Hosea 6:6.
Thank you, brother. On the program, they mentioned that we're supposed to have morning devotion and an address of welcome. It is on behalf of the brethren in Beloit, we extend to you dearly beloved brethren in Christ a hearty welcome to this convention. Recognize that we're doing this on behalf of the Boyd brethren. It seems a little odd that a brother from Chicago would be welcoming you to a Beloit convention, but this seems to be the lot they've chosen for this morning. But we recognize also that it is not just a convention of the Beloit brethren, but it is a convention of all of us. All together are here to be a blessing one to the other, and in that turn receive a blessing. And yet in another way, it is really the Lord's convention. It is to His honor and to His praise that we're gathered together here, and to the praise of His Son. We recognize we have only that relationship to God through His Son. A question may arise if we would ask ourselves, or I would ask the general question, why did you come to this convention? Undoubtedly, I would probably look in this room and we would maybe get some 100 different answers of why the brethren came to this convention. All of them very proper, all of them very noble indeed. Convention with very heavy hearts. So let us, in this regard, if we know some or see some that could possibly have come with that conviction, let us seek to lift the burden. Let us endeavor to be a blessing to that one. Some, and probably all of us, have come with a desire to be uplifted spiritually by the discourses, the fellowship. So let us see that this convention works toward that end in our conversation and in our fellowship, speaking those things that are nearest and dearest to our heart. Some may have come to this convention to renew old acquaintances and to establish new ones. Let us seek to be a part of this. Let us seek to renew the old acquaintances with brethren that we haven't had the opportunity to see for quite a while. And those that we don't know at this convention, let's use the opportunity of this next 3 days, but to also impart a blessing to others. In this way, this convention will be a blessing to all of us. Let us remember that the spirit of love, the spirit of the truth, speaking the truth in love, should motivate our every thought and word, and may God's Holy Spirit rest upon us as we endeavor to do this in the manner that the convention would be a blessing to all. At the end of this convention, let us, all of us, have said that it has been good to have been here, that we have been richly blessed, that we have endeavored by the Lord's grace to make this one of the best conventions that we possibly can. And this is the purpose of the conventions that we have. We may enjoy particular subjects that we come to a convention to discuss with brethren, and these are of value to us undoubtedly. But let us also, when we're discussing these subjects, broaden ourselves a little bit, not only talking on that particular subject, but also broaden your outlook, that you may be a little narrow in your viewpoint. And as it were, sometimes it's always good at a convention to be a good listener. I have that problem sometimes, I talk too much, so I'm going to endeavor at this convention to be a good listener. And then one of the things that we come to a convention for, undoubtedly, is to reflect upon those precious truths that we have received from the Lord. I think all of us can appreciate the blessing of knowing the present truth. And yet, if our vision is a little clearer or a little keener than some of our other brethren, let us not boast in this understanding we have of the truth, but rejoice that our minds have been opened by the Lord to see these things just a little bit more than some of our other brethren. And if possible at this convention and you would meet someone, may have a difference of opinion on a particular subject, try to endeavor to show them or to discuss those with them in the spirit of love and truth, those things that you rejoice in and see and continually look for as a help and a stimulus to your way in the walking this narrow way. With all of these views in mind, and we would ask, undoubtedly, if we would ask any of you what your intention was for coming to this convention, it would be in such a way that you would be a blessing one to the other. Let us consider well the admonitions that are given to us from the discourses and seek, as it were, to fit ourselves into the things that are said, rather than when a brother says something and say, well, that's a good advice for brother so-and-so, or good advice for sister so-and-so, and don't admit that that advice is much more needed for us. If our hearts and minds are directed to such a way as to improving self, then this convention will serve a good purpose. If these principles be followed, and others that you could mention undoubtedly much better than the few suggestions we have given, this convention will be to the honor and praise of our Heavenly Father and to His Son. And this will uplift us spiritually as new creatures in Christ Jesus. Again, then, on behalf of the brethren at Beloit, and on behalf of all of the of you that are gathered here that make up this convention, we say welcome, brethren in Christ. Let this convention be a stimulus to the end, that we may be drawn closer one to the other, closer to the Lord, with the intent in mind that we eventually may meet on that other side of the veil in that grand convention with the 144,000. With this in mind now, brethren, let us turn to hymn 134. We'll sing the first three verses in regard to Brother Roach's discourse of the morning. Notice there is a slight convention change. We may make notice of this right away this morning. As you know, Brother Lyle Cook was in an automobile accident and was not able to be with us at this convention. And so the brethren have made a little switch in the program. Brother Lyle would have been the first speaker this morning. Brother Roach will now serve in that position. And then on Sunday, the 11 to 12 o'clock position where Brother Lyle is listed, Brother Stanley Gorgas will serve us. And then one other portion on 3 to 4 o'clock at the question meeting, Brother Levi Jacobs will take Brother Cook's place on the question panel. And there, one other announcement that was made. You'll notice that on the, there is a question meeting, and the brethren have asked that you get your questions in at the noon supper hour, at the supper hour before that time, actually from around 6 o'clock. They'd like to have you get your questions in the question box for this question panel, so the brethren have an opportunity to look over the questions.